Good day. This week we've been looking at John chapter 15 and about being rooted and connected to the vine, being connected to Jesus, because who I identify determines the fruit that I'm going to bear. So if I'm rooted in the first Adam, if my thinking or my nature is rooted in the first Adam, then sin is a natural byproduct of that. And sin, I'm talking about the nature of sin and what it produces. It produces sickness, it produces poverty and death. And so if I'm not in my mind and in my heart connecting to the vine, Jesus, I'm going to bear the wrong fruit. And so I need to be rooted and grounded in the love that God has for me. I need to be connected to the vine. I need to be connected to the power source. There is a power source from heaven that I need to be connected to. And many people are struggling because they're not connecting to the power source. They're connecting to the first Adam and identifying with him rather than identifying with Jesus. In John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5, it says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. So we need to be connected to the vine. And the expression of that is we're connected to the one who sustains us and gives us life, the one who lifts us up. He says, the one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. So when I'm connected to the right power source, I'm going to bear much fruit. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10, it says, therefore, as you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. In this portion of scripture here, he's saying that having been rooted. So he's saying this is past tense. Because I am now part of Jesus and his life lives inside of me, I'm now connected to the power source. And because I'm connected to the power source, I am now being built up in him, established, fixed, immovable because of who I am connected to, as we were instructed, overflowing with gratitude. So gratitude is the thing that keeps me connected to the power source, where I'm busy acknowledging that God is my source, God is the power, and he's the one that I'm connected to. And I thank God that I don't have to rely on my own power or my own strength. I'm now connected to this divine power source. It's not like Eskom that comes off and on. I'm directly connected to a power source that never, ever goes off. And then he goes on, see to it that no one will take you captive through philosophy and empty deception in accordance with the elementary principles of the world rather than in accordance with Christ. Man wants to tell you, you need to do something to get this. No, the gospel is about when you are in Christ, in him, you live and you move and you have your being. You are already connected to the power source. You don't need to do something to get there. You are having already being rooted in him, are now being built up in him. And then he says, for in him, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. And in him, you have been made complete. And he's the head over all ruler and authority. So he's saying here, we always agree that Jesus, that in him the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, that in the body of Jesus dwelt the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But then we doubt the next portion, which says, and in him you are complete in Christ, and he is the head over all authority. So if he is the head of all authority and you are complete in him, that means that you have all authority. In Matthew 28, the Bible says that all authority has been given to you, which means that if you have all authority, the devil has none. Yet our thinking is connected to the wrong source, so we believe that he is our problem because we are identifying with the first Adam. Friends, I want to encourage you. You are connected to a divine source. His name is Jesus. He is your power, and it's when I'm connected to him, I'm going to bear much fruit. When I'm rooted and grounded and established in him, I'm built up because I know who Jesus is and that I am complete in him. Friends, always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.